KMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchpad.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome to New Sky Radio and the premiere of Fire It Up with CJ. And today, I am Cassandra, and I'm here with you today on New Sky Radio. And I want to introduce you to one of our wonderful new hosts. I'm so excited about this. Her name is CJ Liu, and her show is Fire It Up with CJ. And I have to say, I was reading her bio, and I was really intrigued because she says, not so long ago, she led a conventional corporate American life, which so many of us do. So many of us are out there in the corporate world. So we love having a host that's been there. She's been there. She's done it. She knows what we're talking about when we have questions and are frustrated. So I really love knowing that. She also says she was excelling as a type A workaholic working at GE and Microsoft. I think she's going to be able to relate to us so well, and I'm so excited to have her. She left the comfort and security of her corporate life to explore life's most enduring questions. She wanted to know, who was she? What was her purpose? And it led her on an amazing adventure, a journey of awakening through which she explored yoga, meditation, green living, and energy healing, which is something that is so important to all of us. She now describes her life as being led by spirit and inner truth than social expectations. So I'm so glad to have her here, and I'm so excited. We've been talking on and off for, gosh, a month now, a month and a half, CJ? And I've been so excited. I've been telling everyone, we got this great new show starting, but I don't know when it's starting. And then we kind of and then the holidays came, and so I'm really glad to have you on. Every episode with CJ is going to be great. She's going to be showcasing ideas from today's most provocative trailblazers that work in the field of spirituality, the environment, the corporate world, and relationships. So I think she's going to be able to bring fun, facts, faith, spirituality to our show, and I think our listeners are going to love it. Also, while you're listening to the show today, take a look at her website, and it is fireitupwithcj.com. And you can also get to it through our website, through her show page. You can go on there, and you can also see a video. It's just a short couple-minute video. I think it would be great if you could take a look at it. It really, you had me in tears over it, so I really want everyone to look at that. It was really wonderful. And you can also go on her Facebook. It's the same thing, Fire It Up with CJ. Just get to know her, because she's going to be here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can give a call. Today we have some great interviews, but next show, I always want you to give a call, 248-545-7685. And you can also go on her website and our website. Let us know what you think of the show. If you have any questions for her or I, let us know on the website. We do forward it to the host. We want to know what you think. So please, please let us know after the show you think how wonderful she is, because I know I do. You did. You had me in tears.
I'm glad. My primary goal is to make people cry.
Oh, it really, you know what, in 3 minutes, everyone, this is CJ Liu, the host of Fire It Up with CJ, and I think that in that few minutes, we really know who you are.
Oh, that's
sweet. I knew who you were after watching that video, and I usually scan through YouTube videos, okay, and I'll put it up, but I watched it, and I thought, wow, she really has made that change that so many of us want to make.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. Will you do a eulogy at my funeral? Just say everything you just said.
I'll write it down. I'll get it off our website after the show. Well, it's all true. It's all true. Everything I've read, and I've been cyber stalking you, as every host knows, as every listener knows, I cyber stalk all our hosts. And everything I've read is wonderful that you're really trying to improve everybody's life, to be more spiritual, to be more of your inner self and who you are. And I think that's what so many of us are looking for.
Thank you. That is a beautiful introduction. And we're actually going to get right into being practical because it's the new year, right? I don't know about you, but how many of you, we made New Year's resolutions, and I'm not sure how we're doing so far. How are you doing, Cassandra?
It's been a little tough. Mine is keeping the drama, like keeping other people's drama to them. It's been a little tough, but it's a work in process.
Well, I've had some successes and some failures, and today I have two incredible guests. And our first is Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., who is the author of a great book upcoming. I can't wait to read it, Five Levels of Attachment. And he is going to share some Toltec wisdom for the modern world. Welcome, Miguel.
Hi, CJ. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great.
Congratulations on the new dream. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Talk about living up and creating your New Year's resolutions. Here it is.
Yes, that's true. It's about helping, healing, loving, and being practical about it. Okay.
Well,
so I want to know more about
dream, and I'm looking forward to seeing it just blossom and just grow and just radiate.
Oh, thank you. You're such a loving soul. You know that. That's one of the things I appreciate so much about you. You emanate love.
Yeah.
All right. So Toltec traditions. What happens at are there any Toltec traditions? Do you have New Year's resolutions or end of year closings? What was your December, January like?
Well, it's basically January 1st is basically the brand new day. You know, when we're born, and our parents hold us in their arms, they see nothing but the pure potential. They can dream that we're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, a great musician, a great soccer player, a football player, or gymnast, or anything. Anything is possible. When our parents held us in their arms, the sky was the limit. And as we grew up, we narrowed our perception, and we thought that opportunities narrowed. And there's moments in our life where we become aware of that opportunity or that potential that we have in life. And January 1st is one of those days. You see, on that day, it's a whole brand new year, and we realize that we can do anything we want. We can create this, we can create that, anything our little hearts desire. So when we make resolutions, it's basically saying, no, this is what I want my year to look like, because we see that potential. It's something about, you know, if you start a new diet, you wait until Monday because it's the beginning of the week, and you start it because it's a starting point. You can see that I can change it, you know, or I can change it on Friday. The beautiful thing about that tradition, New Year's Eve, is that we're once again reminded that we are alive, completely and totally alive, and we have the capacity to create life the way we want to a point where, you know, we can dance to the dream of the planet to create it, because the dream of the planet has the perfect right, every right to say no to us. But when life says yes to us and we say yes to it, we can create anything. But it's important to realize that there's a huge difference between saying letting life tell us no and our own mind saying no with fear. Because when we say no, something won't be done. Mm-hmm. And when I say yes, something will be done. So it's a beautiful dance between me and everything around in life. So a New Year's resolution is like setting up an intent. I want this to be the goal that I want to manifest, and I'm going to blossom. Now the question is, what do we use as a motivator? If we're going to use the goal as the condition for our own self-love, sometimes we'll succeed, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say something we want to do, but we really don't really want it because, well, we stopped doing it. But then there's the things we really want to do, and somehow or another we manifest it. Like if I use your example, CJ, here you are. Like this is the first brand new show. This part of probably one of your New Year's resolutions, and here you are. It's done. It's created. Well, for however long even Cassandra were talking, and how much Cassandra was saying she was cyber-stalking you to see what you were about. Both of you decided to work together, and here you are. And it's beautiful, because sometimes that's what changes everything. And it's the capacity that we have to create. So what we do in our New Year's Eve is exactly that. Become aware that this is a moment in time where I can say goodbye to the dream I created, either willing, consciously or unconsciously, or willingly or unwillingly. It is told, it was created, and it's done. And I say thank you, and I start anew.
Mm.
It's like a baby who fell down stands up until we're able to walk and run. Run with it.
Yeah, you know what I love about your description, and I think that we miss as a society. See, I think what New Year's resolutions has now become is kind of a punitive, some things that you should do. I should lose weight. I should be on time. I should, you know, there are a bunch of things that are external expectations that people put on you. Now, how would that change if we did as you suggested that you do as part of your tradition, as when we think about these things as dreams that we want to create for the new year, and being aware of the potentiality of creating anew, and reminding us that, you know, we can create the life that we want, and a dance like that is wholeheartedly different than I think most people's New Year's Eve resolutions, honestly, don't you think?
I think so, yeah. Well, it's everyone's different. You know, there's 7 billion of us in the world, and we all dream differently. Well,
yeah.
What is beautiful about what I'm saying, or at least what I've learned, because I'm sharing what I've learned, is that it may not be about the goal. It may not be about the actual resolution, because the resolution or the goal is just a focal point of my intent. The great thing about it is becoming aware of how powerful we are as an individual of being able to create it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, goals and resolutions and all those things are basically the excuse for us to create.
Mm-hmm.
And if we shift our attention away from the goal as a condition of my own acceptance, but as the focal point for expressing who I am, or manifesting what I want, or manifesting the dream I want, then what I'm really celebrating is life in me and the strength and my ability and my intent that I have. And that's what really makes it strong. All of a sudden, like you were saying, it's like we make resolutions of the I shoulds, because we're so used to those. But all of a sudden, if we look at it from that different angle and saying that, you know, a resolution only comes alive if I put a foot forward, or I take an action, or say yes, or I even say no, then what I'm really celebrating there is this great power, this great intent that is us and all of us.
You know,
for
I
example,
love that.
This radio show required all the people, you know, both you and I and Cassandra and all the technical staff and everyone who's working, including the telephone company that's providing this service. For me to talk to you, and the internet that allows us, everyone, to hear ourselves. We're all working together for this. Everything in our dream, and in the dream of the planet, said yes to this moment, and we're riding the wave, as to say, you know, using a surf term.
Yeah.
We're riding it until the wave lets go, and we look for another one. And that's
what's
beautiful, you know. To me, that's exactly it.
You know, I want to this is fantastic and a good segue to our next segment, since a lot of the time in order to create that new dream, we have to let go of what we've been attached to. So that is going to be the topic of our next segment. Thank you so much, and we will be right back. Make sure to check us out, www.firedupwithcj.com, and we'll be right back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm here with CJ today on New Sky Radio, New Horizons, No Boundaries. And our guest today, we've been talking about personal goals for 2013, New Year's resolutions, and Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. is on with us today, and we've been having a great conversation about our resolutions this year.
Mm-hmm. And what I want to know, and I think, you know, I had some New Year's resolutions too. And what I like about what you said in the previous segment is if we think, like, happy birthday, it's our new life, we can let go of all the stuff that we're carrying around from the previous life. It's the new, we're a brand new baby starting the year. I love that visual image of being a brand new baby and dreaming. And instead of having punitive clauses like lose 5 pounds or berate myself if I lose 3, you know, it's like, if I just say this is the time for me to dream and to create and to, you know, decide what I want my potential to be because I'm a brand new baby and I have no burdens, I totally love that. I love the Toltec wisdom. It's working for me, I got to say.
And I think it's like if we base it from the book, I just wrote The 5 Levels of Attachment, that's describing level one, the authentic self. We are pure potential. We are pure life. You know, in our life, everything is possible because we can go in any direction in life. Mm-hmm. We're simply that living being that in any given moment, I can say yes and create. And as I become attached to a belief or an idea, those possibilities narrow, like a flower. Like you can say the baby, like I use this image quite a bit. The awareness opens up and closes like a flower. The more it's open, the more it's aware of everything around us, the more it becomes attached. You know, the flower closes to the point where we only believe there's only one choice, only one aspect that we can. You can say the baby is the authentic self. And as we get older, sometimes we grow attached and we believe that our opportunities are very slim because of our belief, to the point where we really have no choice about it. But the thing is that the difference between me and the baby is that, unlike as a baby, I can control this body and I can control my mind, but I never stop being that potential. I never stop being that living being that has the ability to manifest what I can. The only difference is that now I know that with the society, what we refer to as the Dream Planet, has its rules and has its conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a consequence of action-reaction. You know, sometimes we take an action and there's a consequence, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And sometimes, you know, what we can do requires other people to say yes to it. Because if they say no, we won't be able to do it. So it becomes a dance, and life is a dance. And looking for the opportunity and being that patience, when the opportunity arises, you take it. You know, for example, right now in my own life, I'm in a position where a few years back, one of my resolutions was to write a book. The second resolution the following year was to continue writing the book. Here I am in this year. I'm like, okay, my book is coming. What's my new resolution? Well, it's going to have a life of its own, and I'm going to introduce it to the world. And that's my resolution. And I'm here.
Yeah.
Basically, from one to another, it's a consequence of actions. Life said yes to me. It said no here. It said no there. And I found an avenue that said yes. And it required a partner who danced with me, and then other partners came in, and now we're in a position where, all right, we have to make another shift because everything changed. We got to make a change, or, you know, for example, me and my wife making a choice of, all right, because when I'm working on the book, I'm staying with my kids, and Susan was able to work as a hygienist, and now that I'm about to go tour, we have to make a choice. Like, do I narrow my possibilities to just working on the weekends, or do I really go out and do it? And we have to make a choice, and we made a choice. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, my wife made a choice of, you know, taking some time off from work and staying with the kids, and I go off and promote it. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. Why? Because, you know, I might have worked on this book for 4 years, and people might like it or they might not like it. In the end, whether that success or not happens, I still live, and I'm still alive, and I'm still able to reinvent myself or continue to live life because it's my life. And the ability that I have that allows me the opportunity to say, you know what? Yes, this is a risk, but it's an opportunity. life has opened the door and opportunity, and I have a choice. I can step in, or I cannot do it. And that's what's beautiful about our resolutions. That's what's beautiful about the new year. We're in a position where everything can shift, and all we have to do is say, yes, I want to. No, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And that's my choice, and that's my power. Mm.
Now, here's the problem, I think. I mean, what was fantastic with what you just said, and that I don't even know if you even recognize how fantastic it was, is that, you know, you basically had a resolution, I'm going to write a book. You actually then had another resolution the next year, I'm going to write the book. And then the third one, as you said, and I'm going to bring, my goal is to bring the book out there. That's, you know, it's taking what's in your heart and bringing it out and sharing it with the world. And then you said, if it succeeds, yes, and if it doesn't succeed, yes. You know, which I think is fantastic. And that has, I think, bearing on the fact that you're not attached to, I mean, yes, probably at some human level you're attached to the outcome. But how are you able, and I think that that's the key to resolutions, to not be so attached to the outcome or so attached to the previous, you know, sets of stories that preceded it, like I wrote a book, and my wife is changing her job, and, you know, I mean, so many people would go there. Mm-hmm. But you're not going there. And why is that? I assume that it's something related to attachment.
Well, yeah, because in our attachment, like I was saying before, a goal can be the focal point of my intent. And then sometimes in life, because life, like I said, has the opportunity and has all the right to say no to me. Life it could be manifested by someone reading the book and saying, no, I, you know, I don't like it. And when life says no to me, you know, then nothing will be done. Now, I have a choice at that moment. I can either stay attached to that failure and let that failure dictate through me for the rest of my life, and I'm right now 37, if I live to be 98. Do I want to live all those years with that attachment to that dream that it didn't work out, or do I let go and refocus because there's so much life ahead of me that why waste my time focusing on something that didn't work? Because here I am. I'm alive. My wife is here. My kids are here. And I'm still able to create. What do I want to create next? And that's, you know, that to me is the essence of being alive. If I was so attached to my belief, say I take it up to, I define myself by this book and the success or not, and my conditional love for myself says, in order to love myself, to be accepted, this book has to be a New York Times bestseller's selling book, and everyone loves it, then, you know, and if it doesn't work out, then I can use that excuse to judge myself and criticize myself and say, you lousy bum, and judge myself for the rest of my days, or I can simply choose to let that attachment go and says, you know what? I did it. I recognize that I'm able to do it. I actually finished something that very few people can really do, which is finish a book, which is hard. And I continue life knowing that I did it. Mm. Does that define who I am? No. Because I'm always changing. I'm always evolving. Mm. I'm definitely not the same man I was before I got married, and I'm definitely not the same man before my kids were born. I'm a totally different person than I was even when I was 13 or even last week. Because life continues to flow. So it's a question of what motivated me to create. Was it my domestication of or conditional love? In order to be successful and accept myself, I have to reach that thing. Or my motivation was passion. And my passion says, I want to do this. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. Why? Because I'm alive. It's like a musician who loves to play guitar. If the motivation for a musician is to fill up a concert hall and have sell-out shows, and that's the motivator to practice, there's no real love in the music. And you might be successful or not, but the motivator was not there. But if your passion was the sound of the guitar and just play it and learn it, that you practice it every night because even practicing is wonderful, then the natural consequence of that is success, whether be it in the middle of a sellout concert or in a coffee shop with everyone really enjoying it, is you have success because you're doing something you love.
Mm, I love love it. Okay.
You could say that's the difference.
All right, so let's translate
this. My self-acceptance is not based on the success of this book.
So let's translate that to some of the New Year's resolutions that some of us may have made in the beginning of the year. So it may have been, one of mine was, I'm going to lose 5 pounds by February 15th. Okay, so if I'm not achieving that goal, what I'm hearing you say is what most, and I completely agree with you, what happens, and what I do, even sometimes when I'm not conscious, I do, is I say, oh, you haven't achieved your goal. That means you are not disciplined, can't control your weight, you know, don't have any, you know, control over whatever. I just go into that punitive place where I judge myself versus, and also define me, right? So then I think at the very deep unconscious, what happens is people say, I failed my goal. Therefore, I am a failure. I'm now defining myself as a failure. So I think that what I'm hearing you say is, don't go there, people. That's your story. That's attachment to your ego. And if you love yourself and say, you know what? I didn't lose 5 pounds, but I tried my hardest. I love myself. Maybe next time I'll do it again, or maybe I won't. Does it matter? Does it really matter? What I did is, you know, I was doing something for my health. You know, God bless me, love myself. You know, it's a very different kind of mentality than what I think typically happens to us where we go into a punitive mode. So I love that idea, and I think it's really helpful for people. Thank you so much, Don Miguel Rez Jr. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations to you and CJ for creating such a wonderful show. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the success in the world.
You too. Blessings on your book. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic based on all our conversations. Such incredible, heartfelt wisdom. Beautiful.
Thank you. It comes out on, actually, originally it was going to come out on March 1st. Now it's going to come out on February 21st.
Oh, that's the best Valentine's gift ever. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a great time, and have fun, and thank you. All my love.
All right, blessings. All my love to you.
Thank you, folks.
Next up, we have Lama Surya Das, and we are going to be talking about his award-winning book, Buddha Standard Time. And make sure to get a schedule of upcoming shows by friending us on the Fired Up with CJ page. We'll be right back.